Time to set.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the new and experienced investor podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Alex Barnett. I'm the new guy.
And I'm Joe Holmes. I guess that makes me the old guy.
Yes, the experienced one.
Okay.
Nice.
That's what you want.
I don't know if you guys can tell. We are building out a new studio here. I'm pretty excited, kind of tinkering, coming into the office, checking it out, making some improvements, you know, and then I think within the next couple of weeks, you guys are going to be very impressed with what we come up with. But in the meantime, we don't want to leave them just hanging, you know? No.
No?
They come here for that real estate advice,
okay.
Joe.
Okay.
For that experience.
Okay. Well, what were we going to talk about today?
Well, today we're going to be going through Facebook comments and roasting people.
Oh, okay. We can do that. I'm going to go through my Facebook feed here. And no, we're not going to roast anybody.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't like doing that. But we're just going to make some comments on some of these things that I see on Facebook. I'm in Riverside, California, and I'm looking for cash buyers in Southern.
That's where it ends.
Who isn't?
Oh, in Southern California.
It says Seymour. Southern California, building my cash buyer list for Southern California. Okay,
that's fine.
I guess that makes sense. I'm looking for seller financing deals, and square foot should be over 2,000. So, my comment back to this guy would be: it's like beggars can't be choosers, can they? It's like seller financing deals, sub two deals, they're hard enough to get.
Right.
You know, you get what you get.
Yeah.
To be so specific like that.
Well, I would say crazy. I would say maybe go even more specific. No?
You think?
I mean, you could say
if he wants it for himself, I guess, but I don't know. Even if somebody came up to me and said, you know, I want a subject to seller financing deal. Because I can't afford a loan or whatever.
Right.
I'd basically say, you know, open up your range here.
Yeah.
It's like, you're obviously not going to get anything on the coast. And if you are, you're going to pay for it. But, are you willing to live in Hemet? Are you willing to live in Fontana?
No.
Are you willing to live
no.
in any of those places? If you want to narrow it down to a county, okay, I can understand that. But, this guy, I think he's asking you to do his work for him.
Oh, yeah.
And send him deals that are 2,000 square foot and above.
Right.
So I don't understand why he would do that.
I have been noticing, now that, seller financing is getting pretty popular, people are getting pretty picky. They'll put my buy boxes. I want something in Orange County. I'm not willing to put more than 5% down. It's got to be a 2.9% interest that I'm taking over. And I'm like, yeah, if I find that, I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's my thought. I mean, that's what he's posting. And I see those type of posts all the time.
Right.
Just like this one, agents, wholesalers, investors, we're looking for more fixers or teardowns. This one's in the Bay Area. I think everybody's looking for that stuff. You know, it's like, I don't know if he's thinking that he can find them here, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the purpose of, you know, I mean, I'm looking for them too. I'm looking
right.
for subject two deals. I'm looking for fix and flip deals.
Well, what it is, the Pace Morby videos, because I was going to do a post that was like, before Pace Morby, it was people were like, oh, I'm willing to put, 25% down. And then now everyone is like, I'm not putting more than 10% down or else I don't want it.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a good deal still, but
yeah.
So yeah. A lot of
I noticed something about Pace and we were discussing it earlier. I'm on Bigger Pockets all the time. And I noticed there was a lot of people that were posting really positive comments about him. Mm-hmm. And it was like really unusual that that much activity on one particular person was there, and it's like testimonial to Pace and what he does, and I think he's great. I think he's awesome. I think it's great. But you were telling me the reason why.
Yeah, he does. He's really good about rallying his troops and getting people to talk up his name, because there's the other side where people are saying, oh, this is a scam. Subject 2 is a scam. It's not real. It's illegal and all that kind of stuff. And so he was just having people go on there as part of a challenge, and just blow up bigger pockets. Okay. So everybody sees it. But he also has a book on there that I think he's trying to...
Yeah, I think he has a new book.
So then people see it, and then they sell the book, and it's goes and goes. So pretty smart.
Here's another one. It's obviously a real estate agent. Hello, I'm a licensed realtor looking for investor who are looking for great on-market deals. I have already communicated with agents who are ready for a price cut to create a wedge deal. Please feel free to message me. So... I don't know what, every real estate agent is looking for an investor out there that wants to buy a great deal, but I don't know that this is going to get him anything of, the other way around.
Right.
But anyways, I just a little strange comment to me.
Maybe do you feel that they're kind of screaming into the void and not actually going to get anything back?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just, honestly, I think he's just grasping for straws out there, Here's another one from a young lady. It says, hi, I'm looking for trustworthy realtors that I can send my clients to once they have finished my credit repair program. Thank you. I like to interview agents and ask them several questions. One is, do you own your own home? And you'd be surprised how many don't. So you have a license, and you're licensed by the state of California that says you can do anything you want with real estate. But where does the experience come in if you don't have your own home? So you're guiding somebody through, especially a first-time buyer, but you have no experience with that. Same thing with, okay, great, you have your own home. How many investment properties do you have?
Well, you're like, geez, Joe, I'm only 15.
Well, it's like if you're going to say that you're an investment-friendly real estate agent, then, you need to kind of back that up. I would ask real estate agents is how much experience you have, because those are the people you want to work with. Right. Why would you work with a 15-year-old?
Because it's your niece, and you and your brother haven't been getting along very well, and you want to give her a chance.
Well, she's too young. She has to be 18 to have her license. So.
Well, 3 more years.
Yeah. Let's see what else I've got here.
Got it back.
In off-market properties, which is fine. People get stuff off-market, put it on Facebook. My question is to these folks is this actually your off market, or you just saw somebody else, or you partnered up with somebody else? They're offering it for $500. You jack up the price to $510. You really don't have it on market, but you're kind of doing like a daisy chain.
Yeah. Well, I've had funny story. I had a property in Florida, and we were kind of having trouble selling it, and then I had this person reach out, and they're like, I got buyers. I got buyers for you. Totally got buyers. Literally an hour later, someone sent me a screenshot, was like, yo, was this the property you were trying to sell? And it was just like in a Facebook group. And I was like, oh, that's all you were going to do? Just post it in a Facebook group?
Yeah.
Like, I got buyers. I can get this sold for you. But yeah. I think that's just a lot of people's angle right now.
Yeah, unfortunately. Who buys turnkey rentals with tenant in place?
Ooh.
Off-market discounted. Folks, we're in California, okay? It may be turnkey, it may be a rental, but you're never going to cash flow on that property here in California. So it's not something that I would be interested. I'm a realtor and interested in wholesaling. However, the main goal strategy of wholesaling undermines the fiduciary duties of an agent. has to a client. How is it possible to do both? Looking for answers from any agents out there that are wholesaling.
I love this one because the agents, they go through their training and they just get beaten down about this fiduciary duty. And if you don't put it on the MLS, you're screwing over your client. That's just drilled into their head. And I've seen the opposite happen to where we've tried to help somebody out of an auction situation. They're like, no, my agent's just going to list it for me. Mm-hmm. Agent lists it way too high, promises them way too much, and then boom, it just gets sold at the courthouse steps. So where's your fiduciary duty there?
Exactly. And you're correct. It's like, okay, fiduciary in what way? It's like, are you going to be able to sell this property at the end of the day if you put it on the MLS? Have you priced it correctly? Now that you have it listed, then, you know, there's another 6% commission tacked onto that price there. Okay. I always give homeowners, you know, alternatives. Wholesale. Here's a wholesale deal. Let's talk about a 500, you know, 1,000. That's what he wants for this property. I'm going to offer you 350. Okay. That's 350 cash in your pocket. No closing costs, no commissions, nothing. Okay. You can close in 3 days if you want. Okay. If you can move out of here in 3 days, we're going to close in 3 days. The other alternative is, yeah, I'm licensed. We can list it. 6% commission. You're going to pay closing costs. You're going to pay any repairs that the buyer wants during the request for repair period. You're probably going to wait 30 to 45 days to get this done. But Joe, I'm in foreclosure and they're foreclosing next week. What do I do? Okay, let's go back to wholesale or regular sale. Where's my fiduciary duty? I would have to tell them, okay, you've got a week. You don't have enough time. Okay, so if you want the 350 and, you know, that's going to put, let's say there's a loan for 250 and he, you know, he's going to get 100,000 out of this deal in his pocket. And if he gets foreclosed on, he gets nothing. So where is your fiduciary duty there?
That's a great point. I'm seeing, because we're going after some low equity on market stuff right now, I'm seeing agents to where there's not a lot of spread in there. We're talking really low equity. Sometimes if they sell the property, they're going to come out of pocket. And the agents are like, no, I'm getting my 3%. So then I'm writing up these letter of intents to purchase where the agent's getting 20 grand and then the seller's getting five, yeah. You know, and it's like, mm-hmm. where's your fiduciary duty there?
There you go. There you so, go. There it is.
You know, it's just something you have to kind of, it's a mindset shift.
Yeah.
The wholesaling, you're just lead generating, you're going direct to seller. So you're just talking directly with the seller and then you make your decision from there. Like Joe said, either get them the cash offer or get them, you know, put them on market, whichever one they prefer.
Yeah. We're not pressuring anybody into selling a deal to us at a wholesale price. It's their decision. You know, we had one that literally was 3 days from foreclosure that we were able to get out of foreclosure. So It you know, and he walked away with $250,000 in his pocket. Yes, we got a great deal out of it, but in 3 days, he would have lost everything. So where's their fiduciary responsibility there?
I think his brother was an agent, too.
He was. Here's another one. I'm a seasoned. Okay. Seasoned unicorn agent. What's a unicorn agent?
That's
somebody different?
No, it's an agent that is investor friendly. That's the new term.
Unicorn
agent. Yeah. So wow. They know like subject to, they know creative finance.
I'm glad that you're here because I don't know a lot of these old
it's
terms.
It's the new millennium.
And obtained several off-market opportunities for flips and buy and hold criteria throughout Southern California weekly. Mm-hmm. Please DM with your investor buy criteria. Okay. So right off the bat, the minute that she said hold criteria, she's not seasoned. She's not an investor-friendly agent. Mm. If she's working in California, she has no clue what she's doing. she's just hoping that people are going to, you know, reach out to her, comment, whatever. Because, you know, yeah.
I would say some people hold, you know, do midterm and, you know, and short term and stuff like that, maybe. So I don't
see
where.
Big Bear.
Yeah.
Joshua Tree has
possibly
gone into the toilet. Palm Springs. Short term stuff. This year, Burning Man was Rained Man this year, and a lot of people got stuck in there, and it's kind of muddy.
Had fun
so,
though.
Well, yeah, they probably just, you know, one person didn't have fun, but whatever. So let's see what else I can find on here. Let's see.
Keep it PG.
This is in Spanish. Okay. I get some in Spanish every once in a while. I don't know why. Buying from wholesalers in Orange, LA County. I guess he's just putting his name out there.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that says, I'm very good at, and then underline.
Oh.
I don't know what.
He wants you to fill it in. Right?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the guru that's up to date with all this stuff.
I'm just making that up. You know? He wants his friends to fill that in so they put, you know, nice things, and then he can read it. And he's like, I'm very good at, and then he reads them in the mirror later.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, I'm scrolling through here, and I see a lot of posts on, you know, properties that people have, hopefully, under contract that they're trying to sell and stuff.
Is it illegal to daisy chain to market a property you don't have under contract?
No, other than if you're a real investor,
yeah,
you're going to overpay.
Oh, okay. But it's not illegal to do that?
No, it's not illegal. But you know, the question is, okay, so you have the deal under contract, and then you give it to Lauren, and then Lauren has a relationship with me. She gives it to me. My first question is, do you have this under contract yourself? Because if not, then I know she's tacked on 10, 20, 30,000 onto that deal. And I don't want to pay 10 or 20, 30,000 extra. And I'm going to ask Lauren, I go, do you have it under contract? Lauren goes, well, honestly, I don't have it under contract. I go, okay, well, who does? You want to give me their name? Well, if I gave you their name, then you would go directly to them. Yeah. So you'll miss out. So it really kind of depends on the numbers at that point. And the relationship that I have with Lauren, is she a good wholesaler? Does she actually give me some good deals? And then if she wants to get something in between and I feel it's warranted in this deal, then fine. Then we put a deal together. If not, then I'll just walk away.
Wow. Hardball.
I'm looking for end buyers, investors. We have deals under assignment ready to go. That was just looking for buyers, and that's fine. Hi, my name is Danny. I won't say the last name. I'm glad to be in this group. I'm looking for single family residents in Fullerton and Placentia for midterm rental, subject to and seller finance, low interest rate, less than 50K buy-in. Let me know what you got.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wishful thinking here.
Because less than 50K, it's probably going to be like $600,000. So he wants to pay less than 10% and have an interest rate that's under 3, or he said around 3.
But my question is, he's got no comments on here. My question is, what's the purpose of doing something like this? Is he hoping?
Yeah, he's
that
hoping
he'll get somebody.
Yeah, he watched a video and then he's like, no, that works. I'm just gonna get a house for like 7% down, 3% interest, and then make a midterm rental out of it and just cash flow probably like $5,000 a month. Why wouldn't I do that?
How is he gonna cash flow $5,000 a month?
Turn it into a midterm rental. That's what he's hoping.
We're talking reality here.
No, I know.
You know?
It's not until you start.
It's not
doing
California.
It.
You know, if you're like big time and you want to go some other state and buy some stuff, Section 8, then that's a different story.
I think you could cash flow still pretty good
if you do a midterm rental.
Looking for buyers. I have sub two deals in Texas, Colorado, Illinois, and Florida.
There we go.
There's 105 comments on that one. Okay.
See.
So now if this person is actually telling the truth, then
Which they're not.
People jumped on that. So that is a good post.
Right.
If you have 105 comments on there, let me look at the comments real quick. Oh, PM me. I'm interested in Florida, Illinois, neat pictures, Texas. I'm interested. Yeah, it just kind of keeps going on like that. So that's a good post. And when I post, like, let's just say I'm interested, what information do they get?
Email. Oh, wait, what do you mean?
Mine?
What do you mean? When you say I'm interested?
Yeah.
Oh, no, then that person probably reaches out and says, give me your buy box.
Okay.
I sold my last property today.
Yeah.
But anything coming up.
Darn, you did.
Anything coming up.
Come on, I was hoping for that property. That's the one I called about.
Anything coming. As soon as I get another property, you're going to be the first one to call. So
really?
Give me your email.
There's 105 comments on here. You're going to make me the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Perfect timing. I don't know. Because the last guy.
Because you like me?
Yeah.
Because I'm older or what? I don't know.
Exactly.
Looking for fixers in Los Angeles under 1.5. ASAP. Need to close on 2 before the end of the month.
Wow.
Six
Sense
comments.
Of urgency.
Yes.
There you go.
So why do you think that there's works. An urgency there?
Because he needs to close on 2 by the end
of
the
month. Why?
Because he's got money burning a hole in his pocket.
I think it's more of a 1031 situation.
Oh, there you go. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. And he's got to have these properties under contract. From the day he sold them, he's got 45 days so that he's running out of time. So he puts a post like this hoping that somebody will call him. I love working with people that are doing 1031s. Because I know once they give you an offer and you accept it, you're pretty much locked into that buyer. They're not going anywhere else. They go someplace else that they lose the 1031 deal. It all blows up on them. And, the IRS is going to want all their profit.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I love working with 1031 buyers. They're awesome.
All right. I got to do that.
Let's see here. What else we got? Investment property opportunity, Palm Desert. It's just somebody looking for somebody. I'm running out of good stuff here.
This is
all just normal. What is the best source for legitimate, affordable leads for real estate agents? I'm exhausted from all the paid Facebook ads with misleading marketing.
Yeah.
Tammy, I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah.
That's what Alex is here for.
Oh,
he's
all
on
right.
my wholesale team. Alex, what do?
I just text people all day long and ask them if they want to sell their property.
And where do you pull your list from?
PropStream.
And what kind of list are you pulling?
Absentee owners. I pulled a divorce list the other day. I actually got a couple.
Oh, God.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
We haven't talked about divorce lists.
No. I got a few that were like, it's funny stories. It's like a different like thing happening.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just moving to Houston. My ex is still in the house. I'm evicting him right now, and I just want a quick cash.
Yeah, but again, this is California. A property state where both parties have to sign.
No,
and
I've
seen it where he's mad at her, she's mad at him. They go all the way into foreclosure and lose the property because they're mad at each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, but I personally don't like
Love
those type of deals.
Yeah,
but
it was fun, like sort of a different exchange. And different seller.
Yeah.
Avatar.
This one's looking for an architect.
I have one.
Looking for a new wholesaler to work with. I have hot leads of buyers and sellers in all states. That's just a lead generation company, sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
promising leads. I mean, everybody's promising leads.
Literally, I get calls all the time.
You have to go and just...
Very similar to that.
Yeah. You have to go get your own. I mean, everyone's like a lead generating...
Yeah. Yeah, no, back to the agent. If you're not pulling, you know, leads in your area and either cold calling them or texting them, you're not going to be successful. You know, people are not going to come to you just because you have a real estate license. You have to work for it. You know, so how do you work for it? Well, you can pay, you know, you can pay Google for advertising. You can pay Facebook for advertising. You can pay all these different entities for advertising, which I won't name all of them, but there's a lot of them out there that literally call agents every day. We can get you leads. How much is it? $700 a month. Oh, really? What kind of leads are they? Oh, they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. What do you get? Rental leads, you know, which don't pay anything, which is the reason I don't represent anybody looking for a rental. You know, it's like there's not enough money for me to drive you around to look at 10 houses and then end up with $500 in my pocket at the end of the day. So, yeah, that doesn't work for me.
That's tough.
Looking to connect with cash buyers in SoCal, Atlanta, and Denver. I have deals coming up. So just, again, just, you know, somebody out there who's wholesaling and looking to build their buyers list, which is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not a problem.
Well, what you end up finding out, though, because I've done that, is most of them that are commenting are other wholesalers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sure
that's what this was.
They're like, I don't particularly want this deal, but I do have a buyer for you. And then that's usually the line.
Agents and wholesalers, I'm looking to buy deals in Southern California right now. I want to provide value in any way and exchange contact info to build long-term authentic business. If you have any deals available, let's connect and execute.
Okay.
Same thing. Whatever.
Yeah. As long as you're taking action, you know, you make a post and then take action and you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for real estate agents who needs active cash buyers and motivated sellers. I have hot verified leads in all states. Just again, they're just selling leads to you.
But they're hot leads. That's what you're not taking into account.
Hot leads, yeah. Try not to fall into that trap. What else do we have here? I'm an aspiring property investor from Australia.
Ooh.
And I'm looking for anyone with experience in vendor financing or subject to deal structures in the land down under Australia.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, the land down under.
Yeah.
If you Vegemite. Yourself or someone you know has been doing or is currently doing this, I'd love to pick your brain for an hour. Doesn't say I'll buy you lunch. Doesn't say I'll buy you a cup of coffee. I mean, I would have added that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I'll take you out to
food. Whatever.
Yeah.
Four comments. Awesome. Will do. Feel free to set up a call with me. Wow. I'm actually impressed that there's four responses here to
are those people
doing business in Australia, because I do see a lot of those posts. Does anybody buy property in the Dominican Republic? Puerto Rico's another one.
Puerto Rico's getting in some,
you know,
some heat right now.
Yeah, those like, sorry, third world countries. But,
how dare you,
yeah,
sir?
Those
but
places.
But crystal clear blue waters.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with them. And there's nothing wrong with buying real estate anywhere in the world. I would flip anywhere in the world. It really doesn't matter. As long as I know that there's three properties that have recently sold in the last 3 months, that'll be my after repair value. And if that's $200,000 and they're offering me this deal for $50,000, that's a deal.
That's a challenge right there.
It is?
Yeah. So let's go, like, let's take this worldwide. Let's flip in Ireland. Let's flip in Puerto Rico.
No.
Let's flip.
Oh, no.
Well, you just said
you
would.
Don't want to do it. I'm just saying people out there, you know, don't discount those places if you get a great deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You said I would flip.
I would flip.
Yeah.
I would flip in any of those places. Yeah, exactly. Not I am going to flip. I would flip as an investor. I would flip those places, consider them, but not, it's not for me. I mean, I'm in, you know, I'm in Southern California. I'm here. I'm not anywhere else. I mean, don't ask me about Texas or
Florida
or anything like that, or even Puerto Rico. I did own some property in Puerto Rico, and
there you go.
Sold that.
So let's go back.
Oh, you just want to go for a couple months for a visit? Yeah, you just want to go for a visit.
It's a couple months.
Isn't there? What's his name? There's
Jerry Norton.
Jerry Norton is there. Is he still there?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he's in Montana. He's probably doing there for like, you know, half the year, most a day.
Yeah. Again, agents of wholesalers. I'm looking. Here's my buy box and whatever. So this is kind of what's out there in Facebook land, and I see this on Instagram and other posts. I honestly don't do a lot of posts. I know you do, and I hope. Are you getting a lot of hits on the stuff that you put on there?
It's not a lot of hits, but I want people to see that I'm active. That's really all it is.
Okay.
And then some, people.
Yeah, but see, your posts are like totally different than what I'm looking at here. Yours more like, hey, I'm at this flip and we're flipping this property, let's say in Huntington Beach, and this is what we've done.
Yeah.
And I saw one the other day you said, well, you know, what would you do? Would you put this in or that in or whatever?
Right.
That's great. I think that's great. That's not, hey, I'm looking for deals in Huntington Beach. Can you send them to me?
Yeah.
Like, hello.
I'm taking those if I see one.
Yeah, hello.
I know, that's the hard part. That's the hard part.
Here's one. What TV show would you recommend watching?
Caribbean Life.
I don't know that I would recommend anything, because obviously if you're watching TV, you're not doing anything.
Caribbean Life. Have you seen that?
No.
It's where they go. It's like they take couples from like Wisconsin, and then they're moving to St. Thomas.
Why Wisconsin?
It's just like the Midwest or something. It's always like the Midwest. They're like, the kids are growing up. We're retiring. We're moving to Puerto Rico. And then an agent takes them around to look at like three or four houses, and then they pick their dream house.
Can they afford it?
Yeah.
From Wisconsin?
Yes.
Come on. Get a couple from California.
Well, sometimes it'll be like deep pockets, and those are the best ones because you're seeing good houses. And then sometimes it'll be like, we have a budget of $200,000. We want it on the water. We want a dock. We want it two stories, a four bedroom, three bath house. And you're like, you're not getting that with $200,000. So the guy shows him like, it needs a little bit of work, and then it'll be completely like a teardown. But we love that show. That's why I want to go to Puerto Rico.
Here's a good one. Looking for anyone who is interested in having their own website, as I am offering my services for free to help build up my portfolio.
There we go.
No comments.
That's dumb.
No comments.
Someone should comment on that.
I mean, it's not terribly difficult to put a website together.
I know.
You know, but
sometimes if
no comments. But I'm surprised.
What I like about that is that they're leading with providing value for free.
Yeah.
And not just like, let me bother you for 2 hours and let me like suck your energy for information and not give you anything.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you actually think that they will go through with what they said? Or you think it's just a ploy to get you in there, build a basic website, and then start charging you for the stuff that you really need?
It's probably that.
Okay, got it. That's why there's no comments.
I know.
Yeah, I think everybody else figured that out.
Yeah, and there's too many sites that make it too easy now.
Let me take one or two more of these.
Okay, kind of like this.
What if I were to give you 15 exclusive real estate leads in the next 30 days, set up and manage everything? Would you take me up on that offer? What he does not say is how much it's going to cost you.
But I do like the mystery aspect of it, how he's framing it. What if
No comments. Okay. It's like, I see this and I talk to these people every day. I was just talking to a guy the other day, and it was a different approach. He was either working for a lender or was the lender himself and was offering my company direct connection to all the leads that he's getting so that we could work them. And obviously he's going to do the loan and that's how he was getting his money. But then a few days later, he calls back and says, well, yeah, it's going to cost you $695 a month. Okay. And then there's a startup fee and everything else. I go, whoa, wait a second. What happened to you're offering this services, you know, to my brokerage, my 250 agents to get you more, you know, closed deals.
Isn't that what he's.
And so then I stopped talking to him and he's been literally lighting up my phone and my email. You know, yeah. Obviously there was a miscommunication. Well, not on my part. You know, I mean, I tell people up front, it's like, okay, what are you offering? And if there's anything that I need to participate in, money, if there's any money that needs to be put up front, I'm not interested.
It seems like
that's not difficult to understand, is it?
No, that's not difficult. And it seems like his return is the extra business.
Absolutely.
So what are the leads? I don't get how you work with the lender. What are the leads? Like, it's people.
Those are people that want to get a loan.
Pre-qualified.
Yeah,
pre-qualified. Turn in an application.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing the same thing. He's putting, you know, Facebook ads, Google ads, you know, for his lending firm. And then people click through there and they fill out an application. And along the way someplace, you know, do you have a real estate agent you're working with? No. Well, perfect. I'll partner you up with our local real estate agent. And then the local real estate agent gets it, and then they go out, look at a property, put it under contract, close the deal. Agent gets paid. He gets paid. What's wrong with that? But, you know, you want to throw money into the mix to begin with up front.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe he's just buying bunk leads. And
I could be. And, you know, like I said, I thought from the beginning that he was actually the lender that was doing this.
Yeah.
But more and more after listening to him and talking to him, I think he was just a marketing person.
Yeah.
Just trying to market.
Yeah.
That's part of their business.
That's what everybody will be. I'm going to turn into that eventually.
I have a buyer I have a buyer that's looking for up to 50 properties that tenant occupied in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh.
I need owner or direct to owner.
Big time.
Detroit.
He's going big time, though.
Section 8. 50. Yeah, 50 properties. How much is that?
$500,000.
$250,000? They're not $100,000 a piece.
No.
No.
But if you get them on the good part of Detroit.
Is there a good part? I don't know. I've never been to Detroit. Sorry, Detroit.
No, I haven't been there either.
Sorry, but
I think they're starting to build it up. Because remember, you had the lady.
Everything I see on TV, Detroit's not a great place. But I can say the same thing about this town right up the street here.
Yeah.
Called Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another town down the street called San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying.
I guess.
You're trying, people. That was fun.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I had fun.
Next time we should pull it up on the computer and then.
Yeah, I don't do that on. I don't make those comments on Facebook, so yeah. It's nice to kind of express them now, you know?
There you go. Switching gears real quick, let's talk about. I want everyone to whip out their phones right now because. Not you, Joe. You're going to need to talk on this because we are having an event. I don't know. Can you see that over there?
Barely.
Yeah. So we're having an event. Basically, I have a QR code, and that will lead you to the RSVP for the event. And we're doing something a little bit different. Along with having a different location, we're going to be doing what we call Shark Tank style.
Ooh.
For the deals.
Ooh.
So you're going to bring your deals in, and we're going to have me, Joe, and Mr. Big Time himself, Ryan Mitchell, breaking down the deals. And then if you guys need help with anything, this is a perfect time to bring stuff in to, you know, some experienced people, and then I'll be there for friendly banter. So
you can talk about all the wholesale deals that the people have out there.
Yeah, maybe some creative stuff. Yeah. mobile homes, things like that. But scan the code, because we're going to really be building out this meetup that Joe's had for a while, and we're going to be connecting everyone there. So we want everyone there to be doing deals. So if you are looking for off-market deals, we have wholesalers. If you're a wholesaler and you need buyers, there's buyers there. There's flippers there. There's private money lenders. There's hard money lenders. I'm talking all these different types of people come to this meetup every single month. And I want to just get more and more people there interacting with each other, you know.
Okay.
So go to there, RSVP, stay in the loop, and then we will send you the flyer as well and kind of give, you know, I gave them the breakdown already, but we'll be passing that flyer around. So we want you guys to share that. Bring a friend. We're doing it in a new location, Board and Brew, over here on El Toro Road.
Lake Forest. Yeah.
On El Toro Road in Lake Forest. Yes. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
And the other thing I want you to know is SCREIC is having a network meeting, their first one. You can find it on Meetup, and it'll be in Fullerton on Thursday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Last time I checked, there was about 100 people already coming because of the guest speaker that's speaking.
Who is it?
Oh, I think it's me.
Hello.
Yeah. That it is, I'm told, a very, very large location.
Okay.
So it can hold a lot of people. And when I met with the organizer, this is his first event.
Wow.
And he told me when we were having lunch that his goal in life is to have an event at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Let's go.
With thousands of investors. But he has to obviously start someplace.
100's great.
And so I've been advertising it on my group that we just talked about, and obviously here now. So again, we have about 100 people that have signed up already. So let's blow this one up.
Let's blow it up.
And see if we can get way more than that. They will have vendors there on site, so hard money lenders and you know, all types of real estate investors and lenders there. And then I'll give a little talk about Pelago, and which is my brokerage, and why you should be using Pelago, and if you're an agent, why you should be an agent with me instead of anywhere else.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just need to do a little bit of bragging, but that's what I'm going to be talking about there as well. So let's see if we can blow up that meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Again, the goal is way over 100. We already have 100. So let's push it up to like 200.
Okay.
Okay. There's plenty of parking. It's got a parking structure right across the street. He said to park on the second or third floor and then literally walk across the street. It's in downtown Fullerton.
That's cool.
Don't be alarmed by the place, what it looks like outside, because it's a little sketchy, but inside, I'm told it's going to be very nice.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good event.
Awesome. Okay. And then you have a flyer you've been sharing, you said?
I don't have a flyer.
Just the event online.
But if you go to Meetup, you'll find it. Okay.
Under
for that date.
SC.
Yeah. Whatever I just
investor
said.
Investor.
Let me go back there.
Okay.
SCREIC networking meeting.
Okay. Just give me the link date, and then I'll blast it out on my socials as well, and we'll get some people there.
Okay. I will do that.
Yes. So, you guys, please, if you're still watching, share this far and wide with any new or experienced investor. We're going to be building out the studio. We're going to be bringing in some amazing guests coming up in the next couple weeks here. And, you know, just be progressing just as you should be as well. So help us out. Share this on your socials. Come to the next events. And we'll see you in person real soon.
What do you mean if they're still watching? Of course they're out
there watching. Of course they're still watching.
Of course they're out there watching. Exactly. I mean, this is so interesting that, you know, their eyes are glued to the, you know, YouTube channel.
Right,
here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways, we will see you next week.
Bye.
If you want some more advice on real estate investing, reach out to us one-on-one.